Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. India is seeing a payment revolution. Alibaba wants to see Australian companies improve sales to China, and VR and AR interest gets a boost. India's cities are experiencing a tech revolution as, for the first time, cash payment is being overtaken by electronic forms of payment. According to Devang Modi, President of Consumer Business at Bajaj Finance, non-cash payment methods are expected to grow by more than 45% before 2020. He added that in large stores, around 90 to 95% of transactions are non-cash, with 55% of this being made up by card payments. Online banking is also seeing an increase in India's urban areas as results from the Digital Payments 2020 report by Google and BCG show that by then 60% of the value of digital payments will be accounted for by in-store sales. With an expected 730 million internet users in India by 2020, double the penetration rate the country currently enjoys, and the increase in digital payment methods, online e-commerce proves to be a huge opportunity for marketers in India. Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba has expressed a desire to see Australia move up the sales ranks. After last year's Singles Day sale, Alibaba announced sales worth $14.3 billion, the largest single day of the sales ever. The company's Australian chief executive, Maggie Zhao, said that the country was the fifth largest selling group of foreign products during the sale, and that large companies like Penfolds and Chemist Warehouse were being encouraged to utilize the variety of e-commerce tools Alibaba offers. Zhao added that there were currently 1,300 Australian brands on Alibaba's platforms, 80% of whom had entered the Chinese market for the first time through the company. An analysis of virtual and augmented reality mentions on Twitter has shown a staggering increase in popularity and awareness. According to Adobe Social Insights, Twitter mentions of the technologies have seen a rise of 548% in 18 months, with the HTC Vive being the most talked about model. Most mentions have come from the gaming community, but Becky Tasker, managing analyst at Adobe, says that the data did not yet show the same uptake from marketers. Tasker added that there were many marketing applicable VR and AR use cases that can be borrowed from the gaming community, and that it was important to test the medium now before the space became crowded. Naver and Kakao are expected to see their fortunes move in opposite directions, according to Samsung Securities. A study that looked at the company's market valuations judged that Naver is on the rise due to the focus it's putting on mobile only, and is expected to lead to a 20% growth annually. Naver is currently seeing its mobile strategy lead to higher sales, which added to the introduction of Naver Pay, and its popular video-based app, Snow, is putting the company in a strong position. Meanwhile, Kakao is looking to lose out due to its offline-to-online strategy. Whilst it is the operator of the largest messenger app in Korea, its share price has fallen 30% since the start of the year. Analyst Oh Dong-hwan said that it seems inevitable for Kakao to see falls in profitability in the near future. And finally, Russia's largest search engine Yandex has agreed a deal with Toyota Motor Corp. As the car technology industry grows, with both Apple and Google looking into new motoring designs, Yandex has agreed to supply some new Toyota models with real-time traffic information and internet browsing capabilities. Andrei Strelkov, head of geolocation services at Yandex, said that cars are set to become the new generation of connected devices adding that the plan was to stake a claim early in an industry that would be worth billions of dollars in the future. The company also confirmed that it will soon provide mapping, voice, and computer vision technology to a Russian truck-building company. And that's it from me today. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.